Right, so we talked about this a little bit on Thursday and Friday, that we would definitely be watching Coming to America this weekend to give you a fresh, hot review with very minimal spoilers today. Now, I will say this. Coming to America scored the biggest streaming opening weekend of the entire past 12 months, I believe is what they're saying. It beat out Amazon's film debut, topped that of Wonder Woman 1984, which is stunning because I think that was like a Christmas movie, right?
It was stunningly awful, though.
Well, I know. And then it beat out Borat. So Eddie Murphy and the gang, they got to be very, very happy with at least the early numbers.
They're all Eddie Murphy, though. Every person in the movie was Eddie Murphy.
That was quite the trick. So, all right. Coming to America, the classic Eddie Murphy movie from 1988. Here we are 32 years later, 33 years later, and he and the gang decide to make a sequel with everybody who's alive, who was alive for the first one. Everyone is in it.
Except Eric LaSalle.
Oh, yeah. Wonder why he declined.
He might have gotten too cool for that role. Unless he's dead. I don't know.
No, he's alive.
No, I saw something, a quote. Somebody asked him, and he basically said, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not answering anymore. Next question.
Really?
He was the Soul Glow guy, and then he was like the ER man. He went real serious.
He went legit.
He was Lisa's boyfriend.
He went legit. So now we find ourselves where our heroes are living in Zamunda, the fictional African country that Eddie Murphy has was a prince of. His father is Darth Vader, James Earl Jones. He plays the king of Zamunda. I guess the wife in the original one has passed away. She's gone. She wasn't in this one, unless she said no as well.
No, she died in 95.
Oh, my God.
Nice
really?
Nice going, Corby.
God, she was young, because she looked really good in 88. Corby. Thank you. But James Earl Jones is still alive, and so they're trying to get him back to America, or at least the plot is trying to get him back to America. There you will find Leslie Jones entering the picture, Saturday Night Live's own Leslie Jones, of some weird, drugged-out, potential one-night stand. And so he goes back to America to try to find his son, and he needs the son because he's being threatened by a foreign country next to Zamunda.
Some warlord.
Called Nextdoria. Nextdoria.
Okay, well.
And hilarity ensues there. The son, I've never seen him before as an actor, but his family consists of Leslie Jones. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Tracy Morgan,
yeah. The great Tracy Morgan. And
might be growing on me, Tracy Morgan.
So they go back to Queens, and dude.
Don't say it.
Dude.
It's terrible.
Literally one of the worst movies I have ever watched in my life. And I'm not saying the first one was just this masterpiece. It had its moments. It was time and place. It had some good gags. But my God, was this bad.
The barbershop. Look, they should have made a movie about the barbershop. The end.
Why? Look, I laughed out loud two times. I laughed out loud in the barbershop when Akeem, whatever his name is, came back and they hadn't seen him in forever and talked about all the changes that have happened. And he says, one of the guys says, yeah, man, we even got surgery now that'll fix them slappy tees that your country got. Referring to the, you know, the National Geographic boobs.
Slappy tees.
Slappy tees back in your country. I laughed out loud at that. And I laughed out loud at, what's his name? Damn it, I can't even think of his name at the end.
Which one?
Randy Watson.
I did laugh at the Randy Watson character because that is just funny.
It is. At that point, I felt it was too late. I love the barbershop scenes, but you can't have, there's not enough.
They went there twice.
Yeah, they did. And I love Randy Watson. And
yeah,
that's
Randy
it.
Randy Watson's great.
Oh, you liked it?
God.
Listen, I want to be clear here. Oh, my.
You all right?
We might have some breaking news.
What?
The Dallas Cowboys agreed to terms on a new contract with Dak Prescott.
Whoa, my God.
Are you serious? I'm seeing that. Just now.
Let's hit the sounder.
Well, it doesn't.
There's no details.
It's a league. It's a Cowboys email. I don't know if.
Jory Epstein's putting it out now. A guy from the Dallas Morning News has it out there.
I know. Well, they're just reading the email somebody actually has some specifics.
So they're saying they signed him?
Yes.
Yes.
They
no terms.
Appear to be in agreement, but we're going to need some insiders to give us some inside information. But it may be time to do some mobilization here. Let me finish this, and then maybe we have to audible
next. Yeah, we
next.
Do. Definitely.
Okay. I just want to say that I was fine with it on the basis of Coming to America. If you would just rewatch Coming to America, you would feel the same way. It's corny. It wasn't as good as I remembered.
I've seen it in the last year, and I liked it with my kids. Now, is it as good as I remember? No.
I'm not saying this was Coming to America. I'm saying this was a companion piece, and I find it very difficult to say you could love one and think the other was a complete waste of your time.
Oh, it's so.
Now it's there's a certain nostalgia of let's play some hits here, and over here is Louis Anderson and the dude from McDowell's, and over here, I mean, they're just.
It's all nostalgia, dude.
Trying to basically give you the old movie with a couple new twists.
I know, and that's not enough. That flimsy plot of the kid and him falling in love.
What about Wesley Snipes as the warlord?
I didn't mind him. He was ridiculous enough to be okay, but it wasn't funny.
I thought a lot of it was ridiculous, and I thought they tried to update a few things where now the wife is kind of telling Keem, you know, go find a bed somewhere. I like the daughters. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing ever. I'm saying on the basis of Coming to America being decent, which I celebrate, I think this was a reasonable 90-minute piece to go with it when we're all locked up in 2021.
Hey, real quickly, it is official. Scotty Golnick has sent out agree to terms, further information and details at a formal press announcement on Wednesday.
I wonder what time the press announcement's going to be. Wednesday? Today's Monday.
Right. You're good at calendars, dude.
No one's ever told me that before, that I'm good at calendars. That seems like we'll know the numbers by then, right?
Yeah, but Schefter has no more than anybody else, and I don't see Rap Sheet throwing anything out there, and everybody's just saying the Cowboys and Dak Prescott have a deal. Right. And what does Jerry always say? The devil's in the details.
Okay.
Which we will need, and which will probably come out very, very soon. But I just wanted to offer the slight defense that Coming to America felt to me like I was watching a Saturday Night Live with a bunch of self-contained Coming to America type bits. All right, now we're in the barbershop. Okay, now we're back at McDowell's. All right, here, you know, just all, here's Arsenio playing five different characters in the same scene. I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was the worst thing I had ever seen. I watched Wonder Woman like 2 months ago.
I walked out of Wonder Woman. I left the room.
Well.
And I finished this one. I'll give it credit. I did finish this.
I'm not telling you it was good, but you can't tell me Dikembe Mutombo giving up his seat wasn't worth a chuckle or two. There were laughs. It was fine. It was like watching a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Not the greatest thing. Not the worst thing. It got me through 90 minutes.
I also think that they were trying to, because Black Panther came out, that it was a little Black Panther-y. And you know
a little
what?
Bit.
Yeah, we need to go.
Dude,
we got to get into
Get
Dak.
Off of this.
Sorry.
Let's get on Dak.
All right. Dak Prescott signed a new deal with the Dallas Cowboys. We have no idea of anything when it comes to terms or anything else, but he will be a Cowboy for the foreseeable future. Let's dive into when to trade him next.